You're listening to the Stateside Connection with Kula, broadcasting live from Texas through to Joburg this afternoon. Ariel Hayes there with Turn Up the Volume, also Burner Boy. And our featured guest on the show for this week is Kim Ballantyne, a Joburger whose book is making waves across the globe. She's a motivational speaker, writer, a life and business coach with a focus on mental well-being. She has a rich background in industrial and research psychology. And Kim has consulted for top manufacturing businesses in South Africa on international best practices. Now, after facing personal challenges, including voice loss and cancer, she's found her voice in writing, and now she shares her journey to inspire and assist others. Her book, Hot Tea and Apricots, reflects her experiences and the lessons learned as well. This is part two of my interview with Kim.
From Dallas to Joburg, it's Kula on 919.
Well, Hot Tea and Apricots is the name of your book. It's an interesting name, but it's one that definitely sits in your mind. It makes an imprint. Where did you get the name for your book from?
So the name, I think, is actually beautiful, Kula. It didn't come from me. It was from Alison Lowry, who helped me with the final editing of the book. And it comes from a moment sitting in a coffee shop with one of the company, the heads of the companies I consulted to. Lawrence Erasmus and the head of sales always met with me on a monthly basis, sometimes 2 monthly, depending on how I was doing. And they just asked me business related questions. We would sign, I would write on pieces of, serviettes in the coffee shop. Invariably, I would splatter and choke on cappuccinos through a straw. And they just kept engaging with me. It was extraordinary. And the one day I just choked all over him and I just said, why do you do this? I don't understand. And he was so polite and kind. He just reached into his briefcase, pulled out a picture of Mount Elbrus. It's one of the 7 highest peaks. And he said he was climbing Mount Elbrus. And at the point of the photograph, he just knew he wasn't going to summit. And his Sherpa stopped and gave him apricots, I assume dried apricots, and made him hot tea. Mm. And he said because of that, he actually summited. And he said to me, Kim, one day you will walk through our doors again. And maybe this is all our meetings are, hot tea and apricots to you on your journey. And so that's where the title comes from. And I think a journey like ours, you can't do it without an incredible number of hot tea and apricots from those that walked the journey with us and supported us. And I think our hope is really that the book will be that to others going through their own journey, hot tea and apricots along their own journeys.
Okay, I know I'd asked you about this before, Kim, because I think part of what makes your book so gripping is you really feel as a reader that you are there in the moment with you, Kim. It is so vivid. The descriptions are so clear. It really feels like we're right there in the same room with you. And I asked you, like, how did you remember all of these details? Because I can't remember what I did 5 minutes ago, let alone yesterday. And yet you had everything so beautifully detailed out. How did you go about writing the book?
It's such a lovely question. Thank you, Kula. So one of the difficulties was that Rob was not at the sign language classes. He couldn't understand the sign. You know, he was involved in internal medicine, very critically ill patients. And so he missed the classes and he struggled to lip read me. And with each sign, it just felt like we got further apart. And so out of an absolute desire to connect with him, I just wrote prolifically. I captured moments, I journaled. Stories of things that happened with us as a family, I would write them down because I was determined that he would stay part of our world. The children would read them in the evenings, or Natalie would go through them. We'd laugh, or they'd say, no, you didn't say this, you said that. And so a lot of was written in the time. And so when I decided to put a book together, it wasn't me trying to remember what happened, you know, X years ago. It was actually working on things I'd written in the moment, putting those together and putting them in story form. And so that's why the details are so vivid, so real, because they were written in the moment and, you know, then collated into a book form that had a theme and made sense from start to finish.
Okay, perfect. Well, I know you've got a whole lot of speaking engagements that you are doing to promote your book. We'll speak about life coaching and professional business coaching in a little while. Do you have any events coming up soon where you will be speaking about your book and promoting the book?
Yes, at the end of July, 23rd of July, I'll be in Cape Town at Cavendish. So I'll be doing a book launch there. And then in the month of August, it's Women's Month. So Exclusive Books will be having it as front of house in all of their stores, which will be wonderful. They've got it as one of their top 20 reads for the month of August. So I'm really excited about that. And then September, obviously, there'll be speaking engagements coming. But I think the focus is really end of July and August through Exclusive Books and any other good bookstores. So look out for it there.
That's wonderful. And I know you're working on a second book, Parenting Through Trauma. How far along in the process are you with that book?
So we sketched it out because, you know, people often say, how on earth did you maintain your marriage through this type of thing? And how did you parent? How did you maintain relationships with the children? And I'm very biased. I think I have fabulous children and that they turned out remarkably. So it's really looking at what do you do when your wheels come off, you know, and in South Africa, we have power outages. So when the pawpaw hits the fan, but the power is on, you know, what do you do? So it's really looking at that. Firstly, maintaining your own marriage, and then secondly, parenting that whole child emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, cognitively, physically in a social environment. So in terms of that, you know, that's what the book will be on. In terms of that, we have definitely started. It has felt like an enormous task because I come from a psychology background and you kind of want to give every bit of theory.
Sure.
But the reality is, Kula, when someone is going through trauma themselves, they don't have capacity to read a 200-300 page book. So I think will be a much shorter book, hopefully one with a lot of examples, and then easy, what we call hope handles, that people can really just apply immediately in their own families.
Wonderful. Well, I look forward to that coming out. Kip Ballantyne, the author of Hot Tea and Apricots, the book is available on Amazon, either for Kindle or as a physical book itself, which I love because I love passing on books. Kim, I can't tell you, we've had people come and stay and I'm like, have you read this book? Because we'll end up discussing books and they'll end up taking the book home with them. And I know I've had friends in South Africa who've said they just want to keep a few copies of your book on hand to do the same thing as well, because it is that good. And then within South Africa, it's available on Takealot as well. I want to talk quickly about your motivational speaking as well. I think for anyone who is fortunate enough to be in an audience with you, with someone who was told she would never speak again, who is now doing public speaking, I saw that you have several different topics that you can discuss on your website, kimballantyne.com. Yeah, just tell us a bit about your public speaking engagements, just so that people, if they might be interested in getting hold of you to speak at their event, they might want to know more.
Thank you, Kula. So there are a number of topics. The one is we talk about facing lions and other life traumas. We've obviously faced a number of challenges. We faced a physical, you know, real line in Marnapools while we were on foot. So it takes that story and then develops it around the traumas that we face and what are some of the things that we can do as individuals and as families. We also talk around parenting in this space. I do quite a lot of talks during October, which is breast cancer and a month around breast cancer and testicular cancer awareness, and then raising children. So there's so many different topics, Kula, but I think that kind of gives you the wheelhouse.
Perfect. And then you've retrained after your recovery as a professional business and life coach as well.
Yes, Kula. I think as an industrial psychologist, you know, I'm still voice protective. I have to hold my core to project to get good sound out because I still have titanium plates between my vocal cords. So speaking is tiring. And so went back to, you know, I've got the industrial psychology skills. I've got that, you know, those skills in my basket, if you want to put it that way. So it was really looking at where can I apply them. Business and life coaching is far less voice demanding. I can sit one-on-one or in a small group. And so I've gone on to do that. I work a lot with C-suite down to anyone that's needing business and life coaching. And I love what I do. I love working with individuals and looking at where they're stuck, how we can unlock that potential and help them move forward.
Super. Well, Kim Ballantyne, it has been fantastic to have you on the show with us on 919. And all the best for the next few months. It seems like they're going to be really busy, but really good months for promoting hot tea and apricots.
Thank you so much, Kula. Thank you for giving us the space and just bringing the book to people's attention. It's been really a remarkable journey since it's come out as well. It's been really exciting. So thank you.
919. Uplifting beats. Positive energy. All day long.